My name's Jimmy. What's yours?
Susan.
That's a nice name. What are we going to do, Susan?
What do you mean, what are we going to do?
Well, this rain looks like it's settled in for the day. We can't stay here forever.
Well, I'm going home.
Would you like to do something exciting? Really exciting?
Like what?
Well, you know, the old Luxor Cinema.
It's been closed for about 2 months.
Yeah, I know, but there's a way of getting in. I often go in. There's still quite a lot of stuff left. It's great fun. Why don't you come in with me?
Well, I don't think I want to.
Come on, Susan, you'd love it. And it's out of the rain.
Good evening. This is Peter Tobin introducing... Lux Radio Theatre. Tonight and every Monday night at this time, Lux Radio Theatre presents for your entertainment the finest in radio drama. Tonight we bring you Out of the Rain by Jerry Jones. Just a simple boy meets girl situation. A chance meeting in a rain-lashed beach shelter. That is how the opening of tonight's Lux Radio Theatre may have seemed to you. But is this young man, Jimmy, as simple and naive as he appears to be? For Susan's sake, you would no doubt hope so. But listen to this gripping psychological study, Out of the Rain. Go with Jimmy and Susan into the deserted cinema. Share her terrors and her torment as master craftsman Jerry Jones unfolds his story. And don't miss a word.
Discover Lux, and discover why more beautiful women the world over choose Lux than any other beauty soap. Discover the new, milder, creamier lather of Lux, a lather enriched with exotic natural oils to keep your skin soft and beautiful. Discover the precious new perfume in Lux, a fragrance that seeps gently into your skin, leaving you provocatively fragrant. Lux Perfumed. Then join the world's most beautiful women who entrust their skin's loveliness to Lux every day. The first touch of the mild, silken lather will make Lux yours forever.
Hey, everything's suddenly starting to swing.
It's this new sunsilk hairspray, all clean and natural.
But the whole world looks different.
It's this new sunsilk hairspray with texture and a condition. Lets a girl be softly lovable and groomed like a lady. All in one.
Well, I'll put my last scent on it. I smell spring.
Just this new sunsilk hairspray that doesn't fight with my perfume. And it brushes right out when everything's over, leaving nothing sticky-icky behind.
Baby, things sure have changed.
Since new sunsilk hairspray with Textralan, it holds the swing set.
I like it.
And now, Act One of tonight's Lux Radio Theatre presentation, Out of the Rain.
Hello, then. You got caught up too, did you? Mind if I share this shelter with you? Any port in a storm? Oh, charming, isn't it?
Pardon?
Charming. The weather, charming. Oh, look at it. Cats and dogs. Oh, I don't know. Nice for ducks, though, I suppose.
I suppose it is.
Hey, look at the sea there, crashing up on the prom. Hard to believe that a month ago there were people lying down there getting brown. Oh, mind you, I like it when it's rough. The rougher the better, as far as I'm concerned. When I was a kid, I used to come down here on rough days and run along that sea wall, dodging the waves, crashing up. I used to pretend there were shells exploding, and if I got to the far end of the sea wall without getting hit by a wave, I was given a medal. Funny what you do when you're kids, isn't it?
Is it?
Of course it is. Still, you're only young once, aren't you? Of course you are. Hey, you see that bandstand over there? Well, a month ago, there was a brass band playing there and people in deck chairs.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you live here, then?
Well, I'd hardly come for a holiday at this time of year, would I?
Oh, I don't know. Lots of people do.
Rain must be dark.
Oh, definitely. What are you reading?
But nosy, aren't you?
Oh, I mean, we're stuck here in the wet. There's no point in being standoffish, is there? Ships that pass in the night, as my father always said.
Well, it's a love story, if you must know.
Oh, bags of passion, is there?
Well, not so far.
How much have you read of it?
About halfway, if you must know.
That can't be any good, then. Chuck it away.
I happen to be enjoying it, thank you.
Oh, well, each to his taste. My name's Jimmy. What's yours?
Susan.
Susan? Oh, that's a nice name.
Well, I hate it.
No, it's a nice name. Sort of posh, you know. Smoke?
No, thank you.
Sure?
I don't smoke.
Now, go on, have one.
I said I don't smoke.
No bad habits? Are you frightened of me?
Of course not.
Not even a little bit?
No, not even a little bit.
You got a match, please, Susan? Thanks. Why do you carry matches if you don't smoke? Yeah, you do smoke, don't you?
All right, I smoke.
I knew you did. I saw the nicotine stain on your fingers. That's why I asked you for some matches, just to check.
Well, look, what's all this supposed to prove?
Well, it proves you're frightened of me. You didn't want to accept a cigarette because you're frightened of me. Why are you frightened of me, Susan?
I'm not.
Girls aren't usually frightened of me. Girls usually like me. I like you. You're young and you're pretty. Oh, yeah, I reckon you're smashing.
I will have a cigarette, I think.
That's better. Yeah. Friends now?
All right.
Yeah, I reckon you're lovely. Working in hairdressers, do you?
Well, how do you know?
Well, just a guess. You've got nice hair.
You're a funny person, aren't you?
Maybe.
Where do you work?
Oh, here and there. Can't stand a job for long. Get cheesed off. You know what I mean? I'll get a job one day, though. A proper job. Make a name for myself.
Oh, sure.
No, straight up, really. I'll really get somewhere. Get away from here.
What do you think you'll be? Prime Minister?
Nah, shouldn't think so. I haven't got the right voice for that. But something, you know, something.
Sure, something.
Should have put a Mac on somewhere. Right, Charlie, I am. Getting caught in the rain without a Mac. I worked in the amusement park for a bit once. The Dodgem cars. Oh, I'd like to. Bit of life on the Dodgems. I like the smell of a fairground. It's exciting. I like the smell of leather, too. I like the smell of your raincoat.
You're a nutcase.
Well, leather's got a nice smell. Yeah, a nice smell.
Oh, glad you like it.
Seaside towns out of season are deadly, aren't they? Look at it. Wet and deadly.
It's nice in the summer, though.
Sometimes.
Oh, I like it.
Summer, winter, same old jazz.
Oh, it's the same for everyone.
What are we going to do?
What do you mean?
Well, this rain looks like it's settling for the day. We can't stay here forever.
Well, I'm going home.
Susan, would you like to do something exciting? Really exciting?
Like what?
Well, you know the old Luxor cinema?
It's been empty for about 2 months.
Yeah, I know, but there's a way of getting in. I often go in there. There's still quite a lot of stuff left. It's great fun. Why don't you come in with me?
Well, I don't think I want to.
Oh, come on, Susan. You'd love it. And it's out of the rain.
We could get pinched for going in there.
Who would know?
Look, no, I don't want to.
All right. Please yourself.
Well, we could go for a cup of tea if you like. There's a cafe just down on the prom.
The Ace Cafe, do you mean?
That's
a dump.
I could do with a warm drink.
Do you perm?
What?
Do you perm? Do you perms in your hairdressing shop?
Of course we do.
Do any men come in for perms?
The ladies' shop, stupid.
Yeah, but men do have perms, don't they? Well, don't they?
What? Oh, so?
I had a perm once. An home perm. I did it with...
You did?
Yeah, but it didn't work. I couldn't have done it properly, could I?
Look, aren't there any more at home like you?
No, just me.
Bet your mother's glad of it.
My mother's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. She was an old witch.
Oh, you shouldn't say that.
Perhaps not, but she was an old witch all the same. I'll bet men film stars have perms.
Oh, maybe.
Look, I'll bet they do. Loud, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Does thunder frighten you?
Well, I can't say I like it.
Oh, I don't mind it. I quite like the thunder. Used to hate it when I was little, though. I used to think it was a devil rolling big boulders across the sky.
Oh, what a funny idea.
Funny what you think of when you're kidding it. I don't like lightning, though. Lightning scares me.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. It just sort of scares me. Anyway, you hear about people being killed by lightning, don't you?
Well, not very often, I know.
No, but it happens, don't it?
Oh, yeah, it happens.
People under trees, you see. You shouldn't go under trees when there's lightning about.
I don't.
No, that's right. You just keep away from them.
You talk enough, don't you?
What?
I said you're fond of talking.
Well, am I boring you?
Oh, no, it's all right.
Well, I mean, just say if I'm boring
you. Look, I said it was all right.
Yeah, if you mind about it, I'll go away.
Really, I don't mind.
I'm only trying to be friendly, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, some people think I'm cocky. Do you think I'm cocky? I wasn't always like this, you know. I used to be very shy as a little boy. I wouldn't say a word.
Oh, I bet.
No, honest. My mother used to say, well, say something then. You've got a tongue in your head, haven't you? Talk to your auntie. Say hello to your auntie. So I'd say, hello, auntie. My mother would say, kiss your auntie then. I'd kiss me auntie on the cheek. Oh, I used to hate it. But she gave me sixpence. I used to hate kissing people when I was little. I still do, come to that. There's something nasty about it, don't you think?
I think you're silly. Kissing's not.
You like it, Susan? Really like it?
Oh, of course.
Does it give you a thrill? I mean, when you kiss, do you get a thrill?
Well, it depends on who I'm kissing.
Yeah. I think the Eskimos have got the right idea. They just rub noses. That's much nicer. Perhaps I should have been an Eskimo, don't you think?
You know, you're always asking questions.
What do you mean?
Well, you're always saying, don't you think? Don't you think?
Don't you like questions?
There you go again.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to find out things, you see. Life's too short. There's lots to do. You're a long time dead.
Well, the way you're going on, you won't last much longer, that's for sure.
I don't mind, Beth. Don't worry me. It worries some people, but not me. No, not me, Susan.
Yeah, we're being a bit morbid, aren't we?
Don't you like being morbid?
No, I don't.
What do you like?
Oh, I like... Oh, enjoying yourself.
Yeah, so do I. I'm enjoying myself now, Susan. I like being with you.
Can't think why.
Because you're nice and because you let me talk. People don't talk enough, you know. Everybody should talk more. I mean, if I'd been just an ordinary bloke, I'd have just sat here in this shelter with you and not said a word, would I? We'd have just sat here like a couple of statues looking at the rain. Hey, that's a good title for a book, isn't it? Statues in the Rain. I'm going to write a book one day, you know. People don't talk enough. They want to talk, but they don't. I mean, if we don't ask, we won't learn, will we? For instance, did you know that a 1905 motor car had an automatic overhead inlet valve and a mechanically operated exhaust valve and was fitted with a trebler coil ignition?
What?
Well, there you are, you see. Now, if I hadn't have told you that, you'd never have known.
No.
If I was a director, I'd order everybody to chat for 10 hours a day. And not to relations and that, but to strangers. To people they'd never even seen before.
Hey, did you say you were going to write a book?
Yeah, of course I am. I can do it, you know. I was always good at writing compositions at school. Teacher's pet, I was. Always added in red ink in my report. Compositions show verb. That's what it used to say. Verb.
Yeah, but writing compositions is a bit different to writing a book.
Not really. It's all imagination, you see. That's what counts. Now, I got bags of imagination. I'm full of it. Some people say I've got too much in imagination, but I reckon you can't have too much. Anyway, it's only jealousy. They're jealous of me. Susan, they're jealous of me because they can see I'm going to be somebody one day. Really going to be somebody, Susan. You believe it, don't you? You believe it?
Stop giving my arm like that. You're hurting me.
I'm sorry. Really, I'm sorry.
Oh, keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah.
Oh. Don't be surprised if I get a big bruise on my arm now.
It's under my own strength, you see.
A big bruise on my arm will look terrible when I go dancing.
Do you like dancing?
How am I going to explain a big bruise on my arm?
Say, you knocked it.
Knocked it?
Well, I thought I was only holding your light.
You know what Fort did.
Well, I said I'm sorry. I can't say more.
Must be mad getting hold of me like that.
Don't be angry, Susan.
Cut it out.
Yes, sir. No, sir. Bring bags full, sir.
What?
Is your arm still hurting?
Yes.
I am sorry about it, you know.
Okay. Well, let's forget about it, shall we? What are you thinking about?
I was wondering. I was wondering what it'd be like to swim on a day like this. Come on. We'll go and have that cup of tea. We'll have to run for it. Come on. Talk about when the rains come. Oh, blimey. Well, we're sitting in the corner here by the window, eh? Busy little place, isn't it? You think there's anyone here? Perhaps they've hibernated for the winter. Perhaps we're the only people left alive in the old flipping world, eh? Here, look. Look.
What?
Look on the wall there. There's a fly climbing up the window. That's dead funny, that is. That's dead funny.
Look, what's funny?
Well, you know the old saying, where do flies go in the wintertime? Well, now we know. They come to the AIDS cafe. Look at it, look. Look at that climbing there. Slow. Slow, ever so slow. The big, fat, dopey old fly. Hello, fly. Enjoying yourself? Even in the winter, then? Oh. Now you're dead. No more winters.
Yeah, what did you do that for?
It was only a fly. Service! Blimey, they're getting the hot dogs ready. Yeah, I'm soaked. I'm ruddy well soaked. Service! Service!
All right. Have a bit of patience.
Patience, he says. We've been here half an hour.
No, you haven't. I heard you come in.
Well, what have you been doing, then?
Feeding a dog, if you want to know.
Flipping marvellous. Dogs before customers,
now. What do you want?
Teas. Two teas, and don't you go giving us any cracked cups either.
Any more lip from you, and out you go, Sonny Jim.
You've got to think about hygiene, haven't you? You can't be too careful. That's the trouble today. Not enough hygiene.
Both take sugar and milk.
There was a great big fly on the wall just now. Flies are full of germs, riddled with them.
Sugar and milk.
Yes, please.
The same for me.
Right.
Look, they've got a jukebox. Let's have a go. Come on, let's dance.
Well, I don't think we should.
Don't be silly, come on.
Look, don't you ever take no for an answer.
Sometimes.
Yeah, cut it out. Where big is places, Uncle Pally?
Just having a bit of fun, that's all.
Never mind a fun, this is a cap, not a ballroom.
You said that already.
Just sit down and get your tea.
Charming place this is. Really make you feel at home here, don't they?
Here's your tea. That'll be too chilly.
Too chilly?
That's what I said.
Daylight flipping robbery.
Now look, son, I've had enough trouble from you. Just give me the two balls.
Give him the money, please, Jim.
Oh, yikes. There you are. Now get back to your kitchen.
And another thing. I don't want to see you here again. Get it?
You don't have to worry about that, the silly old fool.
I told you we shouldn't dance.
Well, what's wrong with a dance? I ask you, what's wrong with a dance? Come on, Susan, drink up. This place gives me the creeps.
Don't you sit still even for a minute?
Not often. You've got to keep moving, Susan. You've got to keep moving. My jacket smells funny. Rain, I suppose.
You know, you're always on about smell.
Do you know that water always goes down a plug hole in an anti-clockwise direction?
No, I didn't.
Well, it does. This side of the equator, anyway.
Oh, proper little man of information, aren't you?
You've got a boyfriend.
Offer to you?
I'm just asking.
No, I haven't.
You ever had one?
You're too nosy, you are.
I've never made love to a girl. Never.
Don't know why you think I'm interested.
For most fellas of my age have had lots of girls, but not me. I don't think of girls that way.
How do you think of girls?
No, I don't know. My father's woman mad, though. Especially since my mother died. Brings them home all the time.
If you don't mind, I'd rather not talk about it.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Finish your tea, Susan. Let's get out of here. This place is depressing.
I don't know where you think we're going. It's still pouring.
Well, let's get out anyway.
Look, I haven't an asbestos throat, you know. I can't just gulp it down. Anyway, you haven't drunk yours yet.
I don't want it.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't feel like it somehow. Anyway, there's not enough hygiene in here. Did you see that old bloke's fingernail? Black as the ace of spades, they were.
Perhaps that's why they call it the Ace Cafe.
Yeah, I like that. That's very funny. I like that.
Well, look, I don't think it was that funny.
Yeah, you're a good sort, Susan. I like you. I don't like many people, but I like you. You know how to enjoy yourself. That's very important. Now, most girls would have thought I was trying to pick him up and walked away. But not you. No, you talk to me. Yeah, look at it out there. There isn't a soul in sight. Wait a minute. Yes, sir. There's a bloke sitting in the shelter across the road.
I wonder why he doesn't come in here.
He's got more sense, I reckon. That's when he's well off. Looks like an old man to me. Poor old folks. Don't know what to do with themselves. Just sit in a shelter. Must be rotten when you're old, you know. Nothing to do but sit and look out at the sea.
Oh, it happens to all of us.
Yes, indeed, Grandma. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, oh, me poor home. Oh, me poor home.
Jimmy.
Cracking like walnuts, they are. Oh, that's a rub some ointment in. Oh, yes, rubbing lots of ointment and Edward rubbing in well. Oh, you know. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, dearie me.
You know, you ought to be on stage, you should.
Oh, what's that, my dear? Speak up, for God's sake. Very well. Oh, what's that about my age? Oh, we've been together now for 40 years. And now, see what they are.
You tried, Jimmy. You'll have the man back again.
Who cares about him? Come on, drink up. He won't come out anyway. He's frightened of me.
He's frightened of me?
Funny thing, that, isn't it? Why should anyone be frightened of me, eh, Susan? Why should anyone be frightened of me?
At least they're off to school. Now I can start washing up.
When does a busy mother like this care for her hands? When she uses Lux dishwashing liquid with Dermasil. Lux liquid keeps her hands soft, young, and lovely, while it gets her dishes sparkling clean.
Mummy, Mummy!
Oh, come here. You've got breakfast all over your face. Hold still. There.
A mother's touch on a child's face. Soft and gentle, because Lux Liquid with Dermasil keeps those busy hands beautiful. That's why more South African mothers use Lux dishwashing liquid.
With a name Lux, what would you expect?
Oh, Tommy, look what a mess you've made.
Some stains happen now and then. Most just keep on happening. The stains you get simply from living. Understain.
Now, new biological surf has the right biological action even to break the hold of the understains.
Blood stains and baby stains. Stains on handkerchiefs, socks, collars, cuffs, and stains you get simply from living.
New biological surf soaks out all these and other stains. Gives you a wash so clean it has to be brighter. It is brighter.
New biological surf is stronger on stains.
New biological surf is brighter on brightness.
That's why I do all my wash with new biological surf.
Four packets of fags.
Hey, where'd you get them?
I picked them off the shelf by the counter back in the cafe.
Oh, you must be crazy pinching cigarettes like that.
He deserved to have some fags pinched. Yeah, come on, take them. Have a couple of packs.
No, I don't want them. Take them back.
Well, don't be a fool. How can I take them back?
Get rid of them, then. I don't want anything to do with them.
Oh, I'll get rid of them.
You know, I wish you'd behave yourself. You're like a madman sometimes.
Sorry, Susan.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
I only want a bit of fun, that's all.
Jimmy, is there a lady near you?
A what?
A lady.
Oh, yeah, just beyond the cafe.
Okay, I won't be a minute.
You will come back, won't you?
Of course I will.
I'll go and have a chat with that old bloke in the shelter.
Okay.
Nice day for ducks.
Terrible.
I think it's the bomb, you know. The bomb's what's done it.
Yeah, very likely. Shouldn't mess about with things.
Never mind, soon be Christmas, eh?
What's the difference?
Old age pensioner, are you?
What does it look like?
One foot in the grave, have you? Never mind. Better off him, anyways. Yeah, is that a real beard you got on?
What?
Is that a real beard you got?
Of course it is. Don't be really silly.
Well, only asking. Might have been false, you know.
What in tarnation would I have a false beard on for?
A lot of people do.
Why, you're talking rubbish.
Do you know how much they charge for a cup of tea in the cafe over there? A bomb.
I know.
Daylight robbery, I call it.
I can remember when I could get a cup of tea for a penny.
That was in the good old days, wasn't it, Pop?
Oh, it was.
Life was worth living then, wasn't it, Poppy?
Certainly.
Certainly it was.
With a bob in your pocket, you could have a good time, but not anymore.
No, not anymore. You know, I don't think that's a real beer.
Hey, now, don't start that again.
I think you stuck it on with glue.
Tell me, what's the matter with you?
I think you're a spy. A Russian spy. Yeah, that's what you are.
Oh, go to the devil.
Let me tuck it to see if it's real.
Now, leave me alone.
And just one little tuck.
No.
You're right, Pop. It is a real beard.
Ruddy fool you are. Ruddy great fool. Leave me alone.
You ought to be glad I'd talk to you. But not many people talk to you these days.
Oh, I prefer my own company.
I can't think why. After all, you're a silly old clown. And you smell.
Or get the police.
Go on, then fetch the police. Fetch him and you know what'll happen, don't you? Yours should do. You'll get run in. You're a vagrant, that's what you
are. Oh, I got my rights.
You've got no rights, matey. All you've got is memories. Reckon one day they'll fish you out of the sea, won't they, eh? They fished a bloke out of the sea last year. Bloke like you.
Oh, please go away.
Don't worry, old mate, I'm going. You shouldn't have got on your high horse, you see. And you wanted to be friendly.
Yes,
wanted to be friendly, that's all. Have a bit of fun. Come on, Pop. Shake. Yeah, that's better. Now we're friends again. Do you smoke?
Hey.
Here's some cigarettes.
Cigarettes?
Just a present.
From me?
Yeah. I like you. Pretend it's your birthday. Well, ta-da now, Pop. I gotta go. Ta-da!
Here, what were you doing over there?
Giving the cigarettes away like you told me.
Oh, good. I think you should have taken them back to the shop. Look, Jimmy, I think I'd better be going home.
No, don't go, Mama. Just getting to know you.
But we can always meet again.
Oh, but we won't.
Why not?
I just know we won't.
Oh, I don't see why not.
Susan, come with me to the Luxor Cinema.
What's the point of going to an old empty cinema?
It's great fun in there, honestly. Just for a little while.
Well, I ought to go home.
Just for a little while.
Seems silly to me.
Nobody else knows how to get in except me.
Why? How do you get in?
Oh, we're getting through a door at the back. It's not locked properly, but nobody knows it except me.
Well, all right, then. Just for a little while.
That's my girl. Come on. Here we are. Seats in all parts.
Gee, sort of ghostly.
This is my favourite place, you know. I often come here. It's quiet.
I used to come here to see the film. Seems funny somehow.
Well, come on in. Have a proper look.
You know, it seems sad. What's going to happen to it?
Nothing, I hope.
I think they'll turn it into a supermarket.
Oh, I hope not. Let's go up on the stage.
Big, isn't it?
Just think. There used to be a screen here, and famous stars appeared in it, right where we're standing now. William Holden, Gregory Peck.
Oh, well, I remember seeing Gregory Peck here, and in a picture about an airman.
Are you glad we came?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I am.
Good, I'm glad. It's fun, isn't it?
No, more sad than fun.
But exciting. It's exciting, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it's exciting.
Are you excited, Susan? Really excited?
Well, how do you mean?
Well, do you tingle? Tingles all over.
Oh, can't say I do.
Oh, I do, Susan, I do. Every time I come in here, I start to tingle. Funny, isn't it?
Oh, I suppose so.
I want to laugh and shout and sing. You know what I mean? I want to break things. Oh,
not much left to break.
Oh, it's a wonderful place. Wonderful. There's nowhere else like this in the old dreary town.
If you like it so much, Jimmy, why do you want to break things?
Oh, you don't understand, do you, Susan? You don't understand. Well, where are you going, Susan? Don't go anywhere without me. I'll tell you where to go.
Don't you think you are?
I'll tell you where to go. It's my place.
Well, if you seem like that, I'll go home.
No, don't go. I want to show you
look,
things.
Get go of my wrist.
Look, Susan, look. Look, a piano. You listen. Just you listen to this.
Oh, I didn't know you could play the piano.
Why should you know? I play the mouth organ, too. I can do lots of... Nobody ever is.
Jimmy, please.
Nobody is. Nobody cares. This is my place. This is where I have all my fun, all my wonderful times. My lords, ladies and gentlemen, we proudly present the greatest entertainer in the history of show business. Your friend and mine, the one and only Jimmy Webster. Yeah! Thank you, thank you, thank you. Not too loud with your applause, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very old building. And my wife, ladies and gentlemen, my wife. She's a lovely redhead. No hair, I'm afraid, but a lovely redhead. Thank you, thank you. Just close your mouth. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a little dance that was taught to me by Pavlova. Fred Pavlova. Music, maestro. There you go.
Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy. Let me see the rest of the place.
What?
Come on, show me round.
Oh, there's plenty of time.
No, there isn't. I've got to go.
Go? Go where?
Some of us have got homes, you know.
Oh, but it's raining outside.
Well, I can't get much wetter than I am.
I thought you liked it here.
Well, I do.
Well, then?
Well, show me around.
Oh, sit down for a minute. You're in the front row, eh?
Oh, seats are filthy.
Not too bad. Just for a moment.
Well, what do you want to sit down for?
I want to get my breath back after all that jumping about.
You know, I think you're crazy.
Do you? Do you think I'm really crazy?
Well, I think you're a bit crazy.
What's your mother like? Is she nice?
She's all right.
Is your father nice?
Oh, he's all right, too.
I used to come to the pictures 2 or 3 times a week. I've done more. I like the pictures. I like the dark and the quiet. Is your hair dyed?
What?
Do you dye your hair? Are you really blonde?
Yeah, Why, of course I am.
I knew a girl who dyed her hair green. Would you dye your hair green?
No, I wouldn't.
I bet we both get cold getting wet like this.
I shouldn't be surprised.
Still, it's better in here than outside, isn't it?
Have you ever brought anyone else in here?
Yeah.
Who?
A girl.
What was her name?
Sylvia.
Did she like it?
For a bit. Then she got frightened.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, are you going to show me around or not?
Yeah, all right. Come on.
What's behind that door?
I don't know.
Well, let's look.
It's locked.
How do you know?
I've tried it, of course.
Look, aren't you interested in finding out what's in there?
No.
Well, what did the room used to be?
An office.
No, I think you know what's in there.
Do you?
I think there's something in there you don't want me to see.
You're very clever, Susan.
Well, why can't I see what's in there?
Because I don't want you to.
Why not?
I've got my reason.
Oh, now I really want to see what's in there.
Let me show you something else.
But I want to see you in that room.
Later. I'll show you later.
Promise?
Yeah, I promise.
All right, what's the other thing you want to show me?
This way, through the swing door.
Dark in here.
It is. You're not frightened, are you?
No, I'm not frightened.
You're lying. You are frightened. They all get frightened.
Of who?
People. Old people. Sylvia was frightened. She started to cry.
Look, I'm going.
No, you're not. I haven't finished yet.
Finished what?
Finished with you.
Oh, you're hurting my business.
Look at the floor there. What do you see?
Well, look, like a mattress.
It is a mattress. A nice, soft mattress.
It goes my wrist.
Come on the mattress with me, Susan.
No, I won't.
You ain't me, don't you? You ain't me.
I want to go home.
You're frightened. Girls always get frightened. Sylvia wouldn't come on the mattress with me either. Sylvia started to cry.
Look, please let me go.
Nice, Susan. Smelling rag.
Leave me alone.
Kiss me, Susan. Kiss me.
Don't hit me, Susan. I don't like being hit.
I hate you.
I want to be friends. That's all I ask.
Please.
You're frightened, Susan, aren't you? Admit it, you are frightened, aren't you?
Yes, I'm frightened.
Where did you go, then? You know where the door is.
It's locked.
Yes, I know it's locked. I locked it when we came in.
Why?
So you wouldn't get away, that's why.
Please let me go.
I'm afraid I can't.
Please,
Come with me, Susan. I want to tell you something. Come on. We'll sit in the back row. Sit down.
I don't understand.
Just sit down, that's all.
What are you going to do?
It's very pleasant, isn't it? Eh? Just you and me in the entire cinema. Sitting in the back row. How very romantic. Sylvia sat here with me, too. We sat here and we held hands. But you were crying all the time. I brought Sylvia in here so that I could get her to come on the mattress with me, but she wouldn't. She just kept crying and struggling all the time. Silly girl. Silly, silly girl. So I killed her. Yeah. I killed her, Susan. Took a knife from her neck. This knife. Such a little knife, eh? Such a little knife to kill somebody. Don't move, Susan. Please don't move. Yeah, I put this knife on her neck and I just kept pushing it in until she didn't struggle anymore. And then I carried her body and put it in the office over there. Covered her body up with some old sacks. Then I locked the door. And that's why I didn't let you look in there, Susan. Now you understand why. Nobody ever comes here. Nobody. Nobody will ever know about Sylvia. Nobody will ever know about you either. I've got to kill you too, Susan. I've got to.
Why? You've got to kill me. Why?
I told you about Sylvia's body, didn't I? I'll let you go or you'll tell the police.
I wouldn't. I promise. I wouldn't tell anyone.
Now don't tell lies, Susan. No point in telling lies.
You have to bring me here. You didn't have to tell me about Sylvia.
Yeah, that's true. But I did, didn't I? Getting very dark in here. Still, I like the dark. I like it, Susan. I'm going to wait for the dark.
What do you mean?
You'll see. Just have patience. My father always says that. Every time I ask him something, he says, wait and see.
Oh, I don't like my father very much.
Better than my mother, of course, but
still, I don't like him. Mind you, he doesn't like me very much either.
Come to no good, he says.
Well, come to no good, my lad. Maybe I will.
But it's his fault. It's his fault, isn't it, Susan? He should have been a better father to me. He should have been better to me.
He should have answered my questions, Susan. I kept asking him questions.
He wouldn't answer me.
Just kept saying, wait and see. You know, all he thinks about is women.
Nothing but women. He hasn't got time for anything else.
He shouldn't have been like that, should he?
It's not right for a father, now is it?
And he gets terrible moods, you know, Susan.
Always after he's brought a woman home, he gets these terrible moods and shouts at me.
And then he looks at my mother's photograph and goes all sad, and he says,
your mother was the finest person who ever lived. Don't you forget it.
I don't know why he said that. Mother was terrible.
Jimmy, Jimmy, please let me go. I'm so frightened.
Of course you are, Susan. Of course you are. We're all frightened. Everybody's frightened. Everybody in the old world is frightened.
Just being alive is enough to make you frightened.
Being alive is a funny thing.
We don't know what it's about, you see. It's all a mystery.
All we do know is that it's going to end one day, and we're all frightened.
Don't shiver, Susan. I don't like people who shiver.
I can't help it.
I don't like people who shiver.
I want to go home.
Oh, but I haven't finished yet. I haven't finished yet, have I?
Finished what?
Finished with you.
Oh, please.
No. Let me suffer for a while, Susan. Just for a little while. Suffer like I've had to suffer all my life. I ought to kill you now. I ought to kill you now.
Go on then. Kill me.
Not yet.
Kill me.
Not yet. Get on your feet. Come on. Stand up. Try that again, Susan. Try that again. You're very silly of you. I'm stronger than you are, you see. Much stronger. Now I'm going to show you something. Something special. Come on.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to show you something, like I promised.
Not in there.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to show you in there. I'm going to show you Sylvia's body.
No! No!
I'm going to take you in there and show you a nice dead body.
No! No!
Hey, everything's suddenly starting to swing.
It's this new Sunsilk Hairspray, all clean and natural.
But the whole world looks different.
It's this new Sunsilk Hairspray with texture and a conditioner. Let the girl be softly lovable and groomed like a lady. All in one.
Well, I'll put my last scent on it. I smell spring.
Just this new Sunsilk Hairspray that doesn't fight with my perfume. And it brushes right out when everything's over. Nothing sticky, icky behind.
Baby, things sure have changed.
Since new Sunsilk Hairspray with Textralan, it holds the swing set.
I like it.
Oh, Tommy, look what a mess you've made.
Some stains happen now and then. Most just keep on happening. The stains you get simply from living. The understain.
Now, new biological surf has the right biological action even to break the hold of the understains.
Blood stains and baby stains. Stains on handkerchiefs, socks, collars, cuffs, and stains you get simply from living.
New biological surf soaks out all these and other stains. Gives you a wash so clean it has to be brighter. It is brighter.
New biological surf is stronger on stains.
New biological surf is brighter on brightness.
That's why I do all my wash with new biological surf.
Mustn't scream like that anymore, Susan. I don't lie. Sylvia screamed too, and she got me mad.
Poor, cold, dead little Sylvia.
I'm going to show her to you.
Sylvia must be lonely, very lonely.
Yes.
The all so lonely all in a row. I'd be glad of company. Dead people don't get company, you know. Of course, on the other hand, she mightn't be pleased to see you. I suppose she's looking very pretty just now. And women like to look pretty, don't they, Susan? Like to be admired, don't they? But don't suppose you'll admire Sylvia when you see her. Oh, but you mustn't let it show. You mustn't upset her because Sylvia was very fussy about her appearance. That's why she liked me so much. Because I was always telling her how pretty she was. You're so pretty, Sylvia, I would say. Such pretty hair. And then she'd laugh. And she'd be glad. And then I brought her here. I took her up on the stage and we danced. Yeah, we danced, Susan. Not a very good dance, I'm afraid. Kept knocking things over and laughing. But she was having a good time. Thought I was wonderful. Then I asked her to come on the mattress with me. And she thought I was joking. When she realized I wasn't joking, she started to cry. Cry and scream. A such loud scream, Susan, so loud, right through my head. I told her to shut up. Shut up, I told her. Shut up, shut up, shut up. She kept on screaming. So I put my knife in her neck. And then she stopped. She made a funny little noise and slid down the wall. Suddenly she wasn't pretty anymore.
Yeah.
But you're very lucky, Susan. Do you understand that? After all, you're going to see something that no one else has seen except me. Don't show it to everyone you know. Only you, Susan. Only.
No, don't question me. Please, I'll do anything you say. Anything you say.
Oh. Will you come on the mattress with me?
Oh, yes. I'll do anything.
Really, Susan?
Yes.
You promise?
Promise.
You slut. That's who you are, Susan. A little slut. A slut like all women are. I don't want you. I'm not interested in you. You make me sick. I'm too good for you, Susan. I'm too good for you. I wouldn't soil myself with you.
Oh, I can't stand it anymore.
Just a filthy little slut. Oh, how I hate you. How I hate you. Cringing on your knee. The moment I saw you in that shelter, I knew what you were. I knew straight away. Sitting there in your leather raincoat and your blonde hair all done up. Yeah, just like all the others. All the others. You're all the same.
Oh, please, I beg you.
Yeah, that's right. Beg. Beg like all the others. Beg like my mother used to beg. Beg like the slut you are.
Oh, Jimmy, please. Please.
You think I want you, don't you? Well, I don't. I can live without women. I can live without sluts. Go away. Get up. Get up. Get on your feet. Yeah, look at you. Oh, you look a mess. Just look at you. Look at your hair. Oh, what a mess. All right, Susan. All right. I won't show you the body. We'll let Sylvia rest in peace.
Are you going to let me go?
No. Oh, no, Susan. No, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, no,
I... Yeah. I want to show you something first. Look up there, Susan. See that square in the wall? You see it, Susan?
Yes, I see it.
Yeah. Well, behind there is the projection room. All the pictures were shown through that square. All the laughter, all the tears, all the music and dancing came out of it. The projection room was where it all happened. It was the brain of it all. That's why I like it so much. Do you know why I like it? Because it was the center of all the power. And I like to be in the center of power. I am talking a lot, am I? Phil, it's a good job I am, because you're not saying much, are you? Say something. Say a word. Come on, just a word. Say hello. Say hello, Susan.
Hello.
That's better. That's more sociable, isn't it, eh? Say something else.
Jimmy, have pity.
Oh, that's very good. Three words. You're coming along wonderfully.
Please have pity on me.
Five words. Oh, marvellous.
Jimmy, let me go. Let me go, Jimmy, please.
Well, there's no stopping you now, is there, eh? And there's no getting away from me either. Oh. People only get away in films, you know. And this ain't a film.
Suppose this were a film, Susan. And I was a villain, eh? And suppose I had you trapped here. What would happen? I'll tell you what would happen. The hero would come running in and leap at me. With fight. Crashing into things, grunting them, and groaning them. We'd fall on the floor, wrestling for the knife. And then suddenly I'd give a big scream and lie still. Because the knife had gone in me. Big clinch, big close-up, end of film. But there isn't any hero, is it, Susan? Oh. Hello? Hello, are you there? Hello, hero, are you there? No answer. No answer, Susan. There isn't any answer. There isn't any hero.
Jimmy,
but wait, wait. Perhaps all is not lost.
Jimmy, I don't want to die.
Perhaps someone has heard it, eh? Perhaps someone has dialed 999. And at this moment, right at this moment, the police are surrounding the building, armed with guns, eh? Armed with guns, Susan, because I'm the most dangerous criminal alive.
Come on, coppers. Come on, get me. I'm waiting for you. Miss, you miss me, coppers. You'll never take me alive. All right. You got me. All right, coppers. Okay, you win. I'm a goner. But before I die, tell my mother that I loved her.
Oh, dear. My poor old...
You're insane. Insane.
Oh, no, I'm not. Oh, that's where you're wrong. That's just where you're wrong. It's you that's insane, not me. The whole world is insane, Susan. The whole world. I mean, if you were to stick me on a couch with one of those head shrinkers, he'd find out that I was perfectly sane. Nothing at all wrong with me.
No, nothing wrong except that you like to hurt and kill people for no reason.
Well, that's not true. I don't like killing people. That's a lie, that is. I do what I've got to do, that's all.
You do it because you're insane. Because you can't think straight.
Lies, I'm not insane.
You're daft, Jimmy. You're one of the daft ones.
Shut up.
You're so daft you don't even know what you're doing.
I'm warning you, Susan.
You're like a little boy. All you can do is hurt things.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Just like a little boy. And you're frightened, aren't you? You hurt because you're frightened.
I got a knife.
Oh, little boy with a knife.
Shut up.
Little boy with a knife.
I'll kill you.
No, you won't, Jimmy. Little boy with a knife.
I'll kill Sylvia.
Oh, but you won't kill me.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong, Susan.
You talk too much. You talked it all away.
You're wrong.
Little boy with a knife.
I killed a cat.
What?
I killed a cat.
A cat?
A black cat. I killed it. Look, I'll show you. Here, in this cardboard box. Look inside the box, Susan. What's inside? Tell me what's inside.
The cat.
That's right. The cat. I killed it with a knife. Look at it. Go on.
I don't want to see.
It was up here in the projection room, prowling about. Looking for food, I suppose. I called it out. Puss. Puss, I said. And it came to me and I killed it. Oh. Silly old cat. Should have stayed outside, shouldn't it? Should have stayed outside. Like Sylvia should have stayed outside. Like you should have stayed outside.
Take it away.
And through the hole in the roof, I suppose. Perhaps it was rain. Perhaps it came in out of the rain. Came in out of the rain. Out of the rain, like you.
Oh, take it away. It's horrible.
Perhaps it couldn't find its way out again. Perhaps it had been here for days. I'd probably starve it. I probably did it a kindness by killing it. I mean, there's no food here, is there? Except mice, perhaps. I haven't seen any mice, though, or heard any. Perhaps I'll kill a mouse one day. I bet the cat has killed mice. I bet it's killed a lot of mice. Oh, I mean, they're enemies, aren't they? It's the same with dogs. Dogs kill cats. Everything kills everything else, you see. It's the way things are.
Jimmy, my head's hurting.
I'll put the cat away, Si. Put the cat out for the night. Come on, pussy. Time to go back, eh? You've had your fun, Gates. Well, you're not a very attractive cat these days, are you? Nah. I don't think I'll bring you out anymore. Come on, black cat. Back in your corner. No! Susan! Susan. Silly little stupid Susan. Trying to run away, eh? But there's no escape, Susan. Don't you understand that? This isn't a film. It's real. It's real, Susan.
And you're going to die. Why didn't you believe it? Why didn't you believe that you're going to die? There's no point at all. No point in anything anymore. This is it, Susan. This is the end. No more struggling. No more crying or screaming or begging. Nothing anymore.
Oh, you're horrible, you animal.
Sticks and stones may break my bones.
Please.
The words will never hurt me.
Oh, Jimmy. Please don't kill me.
Too late, Susan. I don't need you anymore. No. No, I don't need you. Go home, Susan. The game's over.
Oh, what?
Go on, Susan. Go home.
Go home?
Yes, sir. Go home.
The door's locked.
So it is. Well, I'll have to unlock it, won't I? Oh. That's all it was. A little bit of wood. Still raining. Such a lot of rain. I'm not going to touch you. Here we go now. Go on, run. Run! The great cinema is hushed as Jimmy Webster sits at the piano waiting for the magic of his music.
All right, my lad. What's your game?
I don't understand, officer.
This girl here says you attacked her in here. Kept her here against her will. Says you were going to kill her. Just a bloke, miss?
Yes, that's him.
The constable, she must be mistaken.
Is she now? She says there's a body here, too. Body of a girl.
Oh, really? I don't think she knows what she's saying.
Don't I, Jimmy? Don't I know what I'm saying? Boots on the other foot now, isn't it? Now you can know what it's like to be frightened. Now you can suffer. The body's in that office through there, but the door's locked.
Come on, you. Unlock the door.
There's no need to unlock it. Never been locked, as far as I know.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a look, shall we? Nothing in here. Completely empty.
But now,
look, you two. I don't know what your ruddy game is.
You lied. There was no such girl as Sylvia.
Sylvia?
It was all a lie.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about.
And I don't know what you're talking about either. Anyway, what are you doing here? You know this is private property.
Well, I'm sorry, I often come in here. I didn't know.
Well, you know now. And don't let me catch you here again, or I'll really give you some trouble. You hear me?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Now then, come along then. Let's have you both out of here. I've got more important things to do with my time than worry about what you two have been playing at. I'll get someone to fix that door properly. Now, don't forget you. Don't come round here again. Which way do you live, miss?
That way.
All right, then. Come along. I'll see you home safely.
It was all a game, Jimmy, wasn't it? All a game. Why?
Come on, miss. It's too wet to hang about.
Why, Jimmy? Why?
You wouldn't understand. You wouldn't. Go home, will you?
Come along, miss.
What have I come back here for? Back to the beach. Perhaps I ought to go home. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll go home and I'll start that book of mine. What was I going to call it now?
Statues in the Rain. Yeah, that was it. That's what I was in the Starboard book. I'll go. Wonder if the old bloke's still in the shelter. Someone is, anyway. Hello. You got called out too, did you? You mind if I share this shelter with you? Any port in a storm, as they say. My name's Jimmy. Jimmy Webster. What's yours?
It's Dorothy.
Dorothy, eh? Oh, that's a nice name. And you got nice hair. Yeah, lovely hair.
Discover why more beautiful women the world over choose Lux than any other beauty soap. Discover the new, milder, creamier lather of Lux. A lather enriched with exotic natural oils to keep your skin soft and beautiful. Discover the precious new perfume in Lux. A fragrance that seeps gently into your skin, leaving you provocatively fragrant. Lux perfumed. Then join the world's most beautiful women who entrust their skin's loveliness to Lux every day. The first touch of the mild, silken lather will make Lux yours forever.
Darling, here's something new. Erasmic Master Shave Aerosol. Why don't you try some?
No, thanks, love. My old way suits me just fine. These aerosols are an extravagance.
But look at this. Erasmic Master Shave softens your beard instantly. Gives a fast, smooth shave.
I know, but...
And look! One can of Erasmic Aerosol lasts 3 full months. So it costs no more than shaving your old way. Give me one reason why you won't try new Erasmic Master Shave.
Well,
New Erasmic Master Shave. When are you going to switch?
In tonight's presentation of Out of the Rain by Jerry Jones, you heard Heather Simpson as Susan and Roger Service as Jimmy. Others in the cast were Jack Fowler and Reg Richards. Out of the Rain was adapted and produced for Lux Radio Theatre by Tom Meehan and directed by Brian Squires. Next week, Lux Radio Theatre presents A Death in the Family by Kenneth Bird. The telephone rings at Trimmingham Central Police Station. On the other end of the line is the voice of wealthy, middle-aged Lawrence Onslow, calmly informing the constable on duty that he had just shot and killed a man who he claims he found burgling his safe. This beginning of Kenneth Bird's play, A Death in the Family, builds up to a climax as dramatic as it is startling. Was Onslow telling the truth when he declared he had no idea that the intruder was his one-time chauffeur, the swaggering Stephen Luker? Was it a coincidence that Onslow's wife and attractive daughter should have spent the night away from their home the night Luca was shot? To tell more would be to reveal too much of a plot that proves as gripping as it is surprising. You will find Michael Silver's production, A Death in the Family by Kenneth Bird, a highlight in your next week's radio entertainment. And now until next Monday night at 8:30, this is your Lux Radio Theatre host, Peter Tobin, bidding you all good night.